Al-Bayan Radio presents Hidayah of an Ayah, presented by Muhammad Khadr.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Al-Bayan Radio and another beneficial program called Hidayah of an Ayah. Hidayah of an Ayah is a series of short lessons that discuss the meanings of a selected verse from each of the 30 ajza' of Al-Qur'an and some interesting related facts and points of knowledge. Prepared and presented by your humble brother, Muhammad Khadr. So, Bismillah. In this episode, we'll be discussing a verse from juz' number 12. The selected verse is verse number 38 from Surah Hud, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُ قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ
As Nuh was building the ark, whenever the leading men of his nation passed by him, they would scoff at him. He said, If you scoff at us, we too scoff at you in like manner. In this beautiful ayah, Allah depicts for us some of the events in Prophet Nuh's mission as a prophet and messenger from Allah to his people. As Nuh was in the process of building this huge ark, it was clear and obvious to his people that he was building something. So they would ask, Nuh, what on earth are you doing? He would say, I'm building a home that would float on water. Seeing that they thought that that was a ridiculous idea, and they had no belief in his prophethood to start with, they would mock and laugh at him without any respect and say, So first you say you're a prophet and now you're a carpenter? They would say, You're building a big boat for land? How will it move? They thought he was mad. Also, before the great flood, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, The people of Nuh had not seen a large body of water before because none existed. So they thought that something so huge would float above enough water was just absurd. It didn't exist and it was unimaginable. Their reaction was to scoff, ridicule and mock him, alayhi salam. His response was that if you scoff at us, thinking we are foolish, we will soon find out who is the foolish one and very soon we will be scoffing at you when you find out that indeed you are the foolish ones. Now we know that Nuh alayhi salam lived for 950 years. So how long was he building the ark for? Nuh alayhi salam would grow the trees and then chop them down. He would then make the nails and hammer them in. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that the length of the ark was almost 150 meters, which is the size of a soccer field and a half. Zayd ibn Aslam says that Nuh alayhi salam spent 100 years growing, cutting and drying the wood from the trees, and another 100 years building the ark. Can you imagine that all the while Nuh alayhi salam was building such a huge structure for 100 years, he was receiving constant abuse, mockery, and harm from his people. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ So what can we take from this verse, brothers and sisters? We see from this verse that Nuh was being mocked while carrying out a direct command from Allah. He was not being ridiculed for anything else but the very thing that Allah commanded him to do. Build the ark. Let's not be embarrassed when we have to fulfill a command of Allah or follow a tenet of our deen, whether it's praying on time at work, coming to work or school or university in hijab, growing the beard, telling our teachers, bosses or non-Muslims why we can't be around alcohol, why we can't consume any type of pig meat, and why we don't shake hands with non-mahrams. Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah says that as Nuh was not a carpenter by trade, at first he was insecure about building the ark and he wasn't sure what to do. But Allah told him, take the measures and you'll be fine. And sources say that he was being taught what to do and how by the angels. So he stuck to the task and fulfilled the command of Allah to the best of his ability. And it was perfect with the will of Allah. So with our prayers, with our early days wearing hijab, with being a beginner in reading the Qur'an, with any general practice of the deen where we feel like we're not experts yet, we're not perfect at it yet, be firm and you will succeed inshallah, just like Nuh did alayhi salam. Those who mock a Muslim when they follow a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not know what they are talking about. Just like the people of Nuh alayhi salam, they don't know the future. They don't know the wisdom behind the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you think that you are alone, as Nuh was? In some reports, there were only 10 people on the ark with him. All of this effort to build the ark, taking on so much abuse from his people, and it was him and 9 other people on the ark. Such a small community. Whereas today, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and your supporters are huge in numbers. Will you suffer as Nuh did alayhi salam for 100 years when you follow the commands of Allah? It's unlikely. And in the end, was not Nuh successful? Despite all the negative publicity and the mockery and the assault, we will be successful as well. Was he not right the whole time in this world and the next? We should take a lesson from that and be confident that we too are right in this dunya when we follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will see that clear on the Day of Judgment. And once again, we understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a verse in the Quran that the stories in the Quran are the best of stories. And the stories of the prophets are there for us to reflect upon, to learn from, to apply in our lives, and to implement in our daily decisions.
هذا والله أعلم. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of the Quran. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the Quran a witness for us on the Day of Judgment and not against us. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته